Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, recorded live from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good. Very well. This Good. Is episode number 348, and
348.
We are joined by a big-time celebrity this week. We have the lovely Miss Yergina, my oldest daughter, Mackenzie, is joining us for the show. Can you say hi to everybody? You have to speak. It's on not just video.
Hi.
Now, how old are you?
5 and a half.
Ooh. 5 and a half. All right. And then this is the second time you've been on the show to do trivia. Is that right?
Yes.
And what happened last time?
I beat Cousin Mike.
You did. You beat him in trivia. So now he wants revenge. He wants a chance to beat you.
Yep.
Do you think he can beat you?
No.
No. Is he smart enough to beat you?
I can't say yes or no.
Oh, that's very magnanimous of you. That's very
By the way, I'm still contesting that last contest, just to let you know.
Oh, it's under review.
It's under review. Yep.
The Board of Governors.
The Board of Governors is still reviewing that.
Still reviewing it. So what? Oh, the stink eye. What? All right, don't knock your computer over. You.
This is going to get out of control. It's really quick.
It's not even close.
Now, can you tell everyone that's listening, what do you like about Disney? What's your favorite thing at Disney World?
That I guess to see Cousin Mike.
Well, that's nice. When you go to Florida, you get to see Cousin Mike. That's your favorite thing? And Kristen? Yeah. Because they always come see us when we're there, right? You remember when we were there last time and you watched the parade with Cousin Mike and all the characters were coming down right in front of us?
Yes.
What rides do you like? What are your favorite rides there?
The Frozen one.
Yeah, Frozen Ever After. That's a good one. What else do you like?
I like the Mickey ice cream bars.
Mickey ice cream bars, that's always good. So she's a food, like she likes the food. And then what else do you like doing? You like going in the pools at the resorts, right?
Yes.
She takes after you, buddy.
Yeah.
Food and resorts.
Food and going swimming.
And going swimming. She doesn't care about the rides that much.
Do you like Peter Pan's ride?
Do you remember it?
That
was the first ride you went on, but you were only 1 year old, and I don't think you went on it last time because
we didn't go on
closed.
It. Oh, was it closed last time?
It was doing a refurb the last time, so I don't think you went on that, so she's not going to remember it. But you like the movie Peter Pan, right? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
It's a good movie. What's your favorite Disney movie?
I would have to say Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 is your
favorite. Oh, really? I haven't seen Frozen 2. Why do you like that one?
Because there's nature. You can look in there. There's like a fire spirit, an earth spirit, and then a water spirit and a fire one. If I didn't say fire already.
Yeah, and all the different spirits, and they help Elsa, right?
All right, so maybe that'll be on the agenda because we're supposed to get some lousy weather the next couple of days.
Well, that's on
storm down there.
That's on Disney Plus, so it's actually the music's really good in it. Did you like the first one?
Yeah, I did.
Probably sure. Enjoy it. It's pretty good. What else do you like about going to Florida? You like going on the planes, right?
That was what I was about to say.
Yeah, you like the airplanes?
Yeah. And I love the hotels.
Yeah, the hotels are fun.
And the princess room, they give toys under the pillows, the princesses.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
There may have been some parental magic involved in that, but yeah.
That's still a nice touch, though.
Yeah. But you have to be asleep.
Yes, you have to be asleep for the princesses to come. Now, that was at Port Orleans Riverside, and we stayed in the princess room. And it was like Tiana's room, right?
Yeah.
And all the other princesses were on the walls and everything, and they were all different special touches. That was a nice room.
Well, it wasn't really just Tiana. It was all the princesses' room, then all the princesses' pictures were on there.
That's true. All the pictures were on the wall. There were a lot of princesses in that room.
Yeah.
You guys like that. And there's pool there was even really like, good, too.
So, there was two beds, and me and Issa shared.
Yeah, you guys shared a bed, and then Mommy and Daddy had a bed, too.
Yep.
Yeah. But then, the nice thing with that hotel is we could go to two different pools, right? We went to the big pool that had the buckets. That was the riverside pool.
Was it the Ariel pool?
Yeah, it was the mermaid pool at Port Orleans French Quarter.
When there's like a light that when it goes green, you slide. When it's red, you don't slide. Yep.
Yeah, because there's other people on it. And then you have to wait for the green. And you did that slide all by yourself a bunch of times, right? And you were only three, I think, when we did that. No, you were four.
She's a water girl, huh, Jürgen?
Oh, she loves it. You love the water. Pool, don't you?
I love pools.
Do you?
We even have one at our new house now.
And you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like pools too. They're nice.
You don't, when we were at Cousin Mike's house last time, he didn't have a pool. Now he has a big pool at his house.
Really?
So next time we go visit, you'll have to bring your swimsuit because you'll be able to go swimming in his pool.
Okay.
Would you like that? Yeah, you like going in the pool.
Wow, my headphones are falling off.
Fix your headphones. I'll talk about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week. How's that
sound? Okay, let's hear about it.
This one is, again, Lord Hobo Brewing. This is Mom's Flamingos Hazy Peach IPA. This one is apparently a charity one for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They sell it. This is a 5.5 alcohol by volume peach IPA. One sip, everybody knows the rules.
I was going to ask, if it's a peach, do you have to give it a little smell, kind of twirl like it's wine?
Peachiness? Yeah, I can definitely smell it. I don't like peaches, though.
How do you not like peaches?
I don't like peaches. You like peaches, don't you, Mackenzie?
Me? Oh, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
peaches
like
are fantastic.
I only like the soft ones.
Yeah, when they're softer.
Yeah, you know, I like it in between, because when they're too soft, it means that they're starting to go bad.
Yeah,
but I agree. I don't like it when it's too hard. Do you like plums? Because I never like plums.
I'm not a fruit guy. I don't think you've had plums, have you?
Yeah, I'm not a plum. I mean, that's just your typical Rhode Island beach. You bring peaches and plums for some reason.
Yeah, and they go to the beach.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know?
Maybe that's why I don't like plums, because they always have
had a plum.
Yeah. That's good.
There's just a little something on my computer.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about that. So one sip, everybody knows the rules. This is the Mom's Flamingos Hazy Peach IPA. This thing has everything going against it. It's an IPA. It's got peach in it, and somehow it tastes pretty good. I'm going to give it a pretty average score of like a 6.2. But it's a lot better than that. I thought I was going to absolutely hate this, and I actually like it pretty much. I could actually, in the summer, grilling, I could drink like two of these.
Could you really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Not too bad. I probably wouldn't go out of my way to buy it again, but now if I had a four-pack or a six-pack, I would definitely polish them off. They're pretty good.
Now, are these beers also locally in the package stores or select?
Yeah, I think you could get – I don't know if all of them are everywhere, but you can definitely find Lord Hobo at local package stores in Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
So it'd be hit or miss. Definitely. Like if I went into my local Packy and Wallach, it might be a 50-50.
Yeah.
I got you.
What is it?
Can I say something?
Of course. Go ahead.
So when I actually do this, I have to like stay still so I can don't move until like we're done.
Yeah, we're almost done. Are you right? Are we gonna do a commercial and then we'll come back and start the trivia? Does that sound good?
Awesome.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 348 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week is part two, or Are You Smarter Than a Five-Year-old?
Disney I will trivia. Have you know, I did get a Final Jeopardy last week, Billy. I've gotten about three in my lifetime.
And so you're on. So you feel like you're on a roll right now.
I'm ready.
All right. So I told Mackenzie before we started recording that she can't yell out the answers because we have to give you time to write it down. So the only way we could really make this work is I'm going to read the question. Mike, you're going to write it down. And then after you have your answer locked in, then we'll see what Mackenzie's answer is, and then you hold up your answer and say it out loud. That's going to be the only fair way.
I see.
So are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I have a writing instrument.
Okay. Well, this could be a problem. I did give you fair warning on this, which for us, it was like 4 or 5 hours ago. That's way more of a warning than we usually get for anything we do. Are you ready?
No.
You're Gina?
Yeah.
You're ready to do trivia?
Yeah.
Some of these are kind of hard, so don't. If you don't know, just guess something.
Can't okay?
But what if we both don't know?
Well, we're going to add up the total of all the questions at the end to see who wins.
Okay.
Hey, Susie.
Having pen problems over
pen
there.
Pen problems. I can't get this. This is like can't when you write the circles on your golf ball and my hands are slippery.
Yeah, Sharpie. That's no good.
Susie!
Use the shirt. Bottom of the shirt.
Yeah, it's still not grabbing. There we go.
The technical difficulties here.
Hi, Potts.
All right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. It's all part of the fun here.
Okay.
All right, so question number one. Now remember, don't just yell it out. What is the name of the green monster from Monsters, Inc.? The green monster from Monsters, Inc. Okay, so Mike's going to write down his answer. You think about it. Don't say it yet. Mike will tell us when he's ready. Do you think you know it, Mackenzie?
I do.
Okay. All right, Mike, you have your answer?
Yep.
All right, Mackenzie, what is your answer?
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski is correct. What did you put?
I put, don't know if you can see there, but it says Billy.
Billy is not correct. So we got one point and zero for Mike. So you're ahead early on. Billy, at least you get something.
And this is the opposite. I really did.
Ugh. It's okay. Don't worry about that. I know the camera's backwards. All right. Question number two. This is a park question, Bill, so you have a chance.
Okay.
The Be Our Guest restaurant is based on which movie? The Be Our Guest restaurant in Fantasyland is based on which movie? Are you have your answer locked in?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. What's your answer, Mackenzie?
The Cinderella movie.
No, it's not Cinderella. What do you have for an answer?
We have Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is correct, so that we're tied at 1-1.
It's just I don't know that many of the restaurants.
Well, that's okay. I thought you might know from the song because Be Our Guest is the song. Be our guest, be our guest. You know that song, right?
I don't know any of the restaurants.
That's okay. No problem. There's a lot of questions.
I can wink my eye with this side.
You can wink that side.
With the camera crooked.
All right. So question
number three. How many questions do we have, Bill? Like, can I play some prevent defense, or do I have to?
Yeah, I got 15.
Really losing, 15. Decide.
Question number three is, what is the name of Dumbo's mouse sidekick? So Dumbo has a friend who's a mouse. What's the mouse's name? You locked in?
Yep.
All right. Do you know, Mackenzie?
Yes.
What is it?
Timothy Mouse.
Timothy Mouse is correct. What did we put, Mike? You don't have to show. I trust
you. I don't have to. You trust me?
Yeah.
I've got I got Billy again.
Billy again. So I definitely trust you. So,
is this going to be like what... If is this going to be like one where, like, if I just say what she said, you're going to say, actually, can I see your notebook, please?
I may actually.
You may. So you may have to audit once in a while.
Yeah, I might have to audit.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
All right. Question number four. You could get 3 points for this question.
Okay.
Name Donald Duck's nephews. He has three nephews. What are their names?
Three.
You know them. I know you know them. You may not remember, but you definitely know them.
I only know two of them.
All right. Well, we'll see what you get.
Actually, I know three. Okay. I just thought of it.
All right. What are their names? Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, good job. What'd you get, Mike?
I got Huey, Dewey, and Louie in that order as well, Bill.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So we still would be bad if I got that wrong.
Well, you never know.
With him, you never do.
You can lose some of those, you know. All right, this one, question number five, this is a tough one for you, Mike.
I have to say, before we go further, I think I've already done better than I did on the last show.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Right? I tried to make it a little more even because I figured you guys are pretty much even par intellectually at this point now that she's five. So what is the name of Minnie Mouse's pet cat? I will give you a hint, Mike.
Okay.
It's also a character from Pinocchio, the same cat from Pinocchio. I don't know if that helps you or not.
No.
All right. Do you know, Mackenzie? Did you write anything down, Bill?
Yeah, I wrote something.
You're ready. Okay. What
do you have?
What is it?
Figaro.
Figaro is correct. What did you write down?
Oh, I wrote Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah, I did.
At least I didn't say Billy.
That's true.
Oh, and I can totally hear Giuseppe or whatever the heck his name is. Figaro. Yeah. Oh, shame on me. All right, do I get a quarter point? No.
No, for Oscar, you do not.
No, okay.
No, sorry.
Because I still watch Minnie Mouse a lot.
Yeah, you do. This one's tough. I don't know if Mackenzie's going to get this one. What is the name of the country bear from Country Bear Jamboree who sings Blood on the Saddle? Who's the country bear who sings Blood on the Saddle? Do you know that, Mackenzie?
No.
You don't know? Do you have a guess?
No, because I don't know what any of their names are anyway.
Oh, because Pa wears a shirt with him on there. You don't remember his name?
No.
Okay.
Who was?
My father.
Pa. He has one?
Yeah, he has a t-shirt. With who? Who? What's his name, Mike? Do you have it?
I have Big Al.
Big Al is correct. Big Al. Okay, so the
Hold on. Hold on a second. Because this is starting to tighten up now, so I've got to take this seriously. Can we scan the camera in that room? I want to be sure that there's no feeding the answers to her.
No feeding the answers.
I need my people on the floor right now.
That's true.
My inspector general.
I don't know if I can get anything on the screen. I was going to put... Oh, yeah, I could do something. So I could say... maybe not. Maybe I can't do
that. All right.
Anyway, so it is now 6-5. Mackenzie's in the lead by one. This one's another tough one. Which character welcomes you to dinner at 1900 Park Fair? Which, I will say... is a place that you two have eaten together in the Grand Floridian. So who was the character that you met at the restaurant when we ate with Cousin Mike and Kristen? Now, Mike, do you have your answer locked in?
I wrote it down.
What do you remember, Mackenzie?
I can say that I think I know because it's the one with the Cinderella slipper.
So who would that be then if Cinderella slipper's
Cinderella.
There? That's correct. What did you write down?
I have that. Do you want me to prove it to you?
No, I believe you.
You believe me? I do have that.
Yeah. All right. So you guys both got that right. This one's tough. This one's tough. Who is the main character from It's Tough to Be a Bug at Animal Kingdom? Also, A Bug's Life. The main character from It's Tough to Be a Bug and It's a Bug's Life. You have it written down?
I do.
What do you have? Do you know the answer, Mackenzie?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Flick.
Flick is correct. Mike, did you have Flick or did you write down Billy?
I have Billy.
You did have that.
Not again.
I had a feeling you might.
All right, so none of the answers are going to be Billy, mister.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. There could be one.
Well, you're gonna have to say so yourself because I don't believe you.
There's a possibility, a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 9. In Mickey's Christmas Carol, which character plays Jacob Marley? Who's the ghost who comes back?
What do you mean, which character?
Like all the main characters play roles, like Scrooge. Like Scrooge's nephew is Donald Duck. Mickey is Bob Cratchit. Who plays Marley?
Okay. All right.
All right. Who do you think it is, Mackenzie?
I don't know because I don't like that movie and I haven't watched it in a long time.
Well, who do you think it would be? Make a guess.
Goofy?
It is Goofy. What did you write, Mike?
Pluto.
Pluto is not correct. So she got that one.
He would have to be shorter.
That's true. Now this one, I'd be shocked if Mackenzie got it right. This is a tough one. Number 10. We just talked about it. What country does Peter Pan take place? In what country does Peter Pan take place? You know the answer? All right. Go ahead.
Neverland.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not what I was going for, but they do go to Neverland. Mike, what did you put down?
I put down the UK.
The UK is correct. They start in London, which is in England. So that's what I was going. Neverland is where they go. That's a good guess, though, Mackenzie. So now the current score is 9-7.
Mackenzie's
leading. Question number 11.
Do we have any daily doubles, Billy, where I can get back into it? None of those?
You just gotta go.
Okay.
What is the name of the Little Mermaid's crab friend? And a hint is there's also a restaurant at Walt Disney World that shares his name. I won't tell you where it is, because if I told you that, you would get it instantly. The little crab from the Little Mermaid. I know somebody knows. Mike's thinking. Are you thinking hard or did you write it down already?
I haven't written anything down.
All right.
Well, it's named after a restaurant at Walt Disney World.
There is a restaurant named after it, yes.
Okay.
A newer restaurant.
Well, I already wrote something down, so I got it wrong. So,
all right. What's the answer, Mackenzie?
Sebastian.
Sebastian is correct. What did you write down, Mike?
I wrote down Tony.
Tony is not correct. That's from Lady and the Tramp, though. Sebastian's Bistro, of course, is the restaurant I was referring to. All right.
That's where the name of that restaurant came from.
Yes, exactly.
I learned so much on this show, Billy.
It's very good. We're very educational.
Oh, wow.
Cousin Mike.
Yes.
Why are you calling him Billy?
He always calls me Billy. And he writes Billy down for everything.
Yeah.
He's a goof, that's why.
Because I'm a goof. That's probably the easiest way to explain it. I'll probably call you Billy before the end of the show.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll call you Billy first.
You can call me Billy, that's fine. We'll all call each other Billy.
All right.
Now, who do you know which Bill you're calling?
You don't, that's the problem.
You don't.
Everyone answers to Billy. Question number 12. Which character flies over Epcot at the end of the Soarin' ride? The finale of Soarin', there's fireworks going off, and which character flies in? You have your answer locked in, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, Mackenzie. What's your guess?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell is correct. Did you write that down?
No,
sir.
No, I wrote the opposite. I wrote Peter Pan, but I knew it was Tinkerbell, of course. It's right at the end with her little
Bing. Yeah. Yep. Cousin Mike.
Yes, dear.
Our neighbor is called Billy.
You have a neighbor named Billy?
Yeah.
Wow. Does he look like a Bill?
Yeah, he definitely looks like a Bill.
He looks like a Bill?
Yeah.
He looks like you.
I look like a Bill, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's very handsome is what you're saying.
Yes. But you're more handsome than
Thank
him.
You. Oh, thank you. Nice?
She's a sweetheart. All right. According to Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King, what term means no worries?
What does that even mean?
So they sing a song and they say, it means no worries. So what means no worries?
Can I go now?
Are you ready?
I'm locked in.
Yeah, go ahead.
That means I have to think of the word, but I know it.
Okay, go ahead.
That means you don't need to worry about anything.
No, that's not. No, in the song, what does it mean, though? They say, this means no worries.
Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata, yes. Is that what you wrote down, Mike? Did you get that one?
No, Yogina, what do you think I wrote down?
What do you think he wrote?
Billy.
Yeah.
He did write Billy. We only have two questions left, and you're down, and you're down by four, so it's not looking good for you.
So, can I press?
However, you can press because this next question, you could get.
I'm itching my nose too. This is a classic Seinfeld because my nose was tilted.
Oh, it looks like you're picking your nose.
I'm itching it. Wasn't that a great one?
That's a good one. All right, now this one you can make up points. You could get up to 4 points on this question. And I think you both will do pretty well. Name four of the main ingredients of a specialty at the Kona Cafe, Tonga Toast. So what are four main ingredients of Tonga Toast? Think of the big staples.
I know, but I'm not saying it. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean the four ingredients?
Well, there's more than four, but they're four main ingredients.
Well, what does main even mean?
Yeah, maybe this is a bad question.
Well, yeah, you know, you got to define this.
All right. How about
can I give the... Go ahead.
Name three. We'll do it this way. We'll do three. Name...
Well, yeah, but I need to make stuff up. We're going with the four now.
All right, so name four ingredients then. If you could come up with four ingredients that are in Tonga Toast, you can get up to 4 points. There's obviously more than four, but not many. It's a pretty simple dish. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Mackenzie. What four ingredients do you have?
Strawberry sauce.
Strawberry sauce.
Sugar.
Yep, because it's with cinnamon sugar on
banana.
Banana.
And bread.
And bread. Wow. So you got four for four. You're not going to make up much ground on that one. What did you write down,
Mike? I have the ingredients, actually, to make the bread. I have banana flour, sugar, and eggs.
I'll give it to you, because the eggs uses to coat it. Banana, flour, sugar, eggs. Good. All right, we'll give it to you. So you each got four on that one.
So I didn't make up any ground.
You didn't make up any ground, but you didn't lose any ground either. The last question.
Yeah, but this is like kicking a field goal when you're down seven with a second to go.
What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're trying to add a boy, Mike.
Add a boy. Well, that's true. The last question. What character sings the song that says, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? What character sings that song? A spoonful.
I know that answer.
You know that answer? Do you have your answer locked in, Mike?
I do, sir.
Okay, go ahead, Mackenzie.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, that is correct. Mike, did you write Billy?
I also have Mary Poppins. Oh, I got that one.
Very nice. I thought you would know that because you like that movie, don't you?
I love that movie.
Do you like that movie, Mackenzie?
Yes, I do.
Mary Poppins. Very
good
movie.
Can we do more?
I don't have any more questions.
But can you still make some up?
All right. I'm going to ask a question. This has nothing to do because the official count is 17 to 13. Mackenzie, two-time winner. Very good job.
I'm gaining ground, though.
You are. You didn't get pummeled as badly as last time.
I'm gaining ground.
Gaining ground. All right. I'll ask a couple simple park questions and see if you know them. What flavor is traditionally in a Dole Whip? What flavor? You know that? Go ahead.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. That's right. Did you know that one, Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Mackenzie, do you like Dole Whips?
Yes.
Do you?
What's your favorite snack? The Mickey ice cream bar? Or the popcorn? Or a pretzel? Or a Dole Whip?
You already said that.
Well, which one's your favorite? Mickey ice cream bar?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. You like?
Do they are they still do the ear? Are the ears still chocolate ice cream and the face white ice cream? Is that
no? That's different. This is just a vanilla ice cream covered in like hard chocolate.
Hard chocolate.
Shell. Yeah.
Because they used to have the hard chocolate shell, but the ears used to be chocolate.
Oh no, that's all vanilla.
Okay. All right.
Vanilla underneath. Yeah.
And this might have been back when I was a kid. Yeah. So you had like that nice combination.
Yeah. No, it's all the
Can
same.
I ask a question?
Sure. Of course.
Mackenzie, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Cotton candy.
Yeah. She likes the gross kinds.
Oh.
The sweet ones, really super sweet.
That's regular cotton candy?
Yes.
Yeah, she likes cotton candy.
You know, it's funny because I used to like it a little bit, like when I was a kid, if we went to a baseball game, mm-hmm. like a Red Sox game, I might get one. But now I'm afraid of what it might do.
That's not good. That stuff's not good for you, is it?
No, it's terrible. But, I mean, it is, you know.
It's fun for a kid.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean, you don't want it every night, like after dinner and before you go to bed. But,
I mean, you might, right?
What flavor do you like? I used to like the pink when I was a kid.
Of cotton candy, what do you like?
The same that Cousin Mike said.
Yeah, because
what is the blue? I don't even know like a blueberry-ish?
I think
they actually taste the same. Okay.
I think it's just colored sugar. But you can get flavored ones now. I don't know how they do that, but it's just spun sugar. What else? Let's see. What else can we ask you? I don't have any good trivia questions off the top of my head. Do you have a trivia question, Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you know the main name of where you go to chip and putt?
The main name of where you go to chip and putt? Where, at Disney? I didn't know there was a place to chip and putt. The golf course there? Is that what you're talking about? Well, yes, I do know the golf course. The Palm and Magnolia?
Hey!
I got it right?
You have to, Cousin Mike has to name it down first.
Oh, did you write that down? Did you know that one? The Palm and Magnolia? He knew it. We talk about
golf. You could also slip in the little nine-hole course, too.
That's true. Oak Trail or mini
golf. Your turn, Cousin Mike.
Oh, you got to come up with a trivia question. Okay. It's tough to come up with them on the fly. I spent quite a lot of time today coming up with these questions. Oh, I have one. Mackenzie, you might not know this. So the Frozen ride is in Epcot, and it's in a country. Do you know what country in Epcot it's in?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Which one?
I think Disneyland.
No, it's a country like the USA or Canada or Mexico.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Epcot.
It's in Epcot. That's the park. So you don't know the answer. It's in Norway. It's the Norway Pavilion. Has it? That's
I'm
its own.
Still
country.
Tipping the other way. This
I know.
Way.
I know. It's opposite.
No, this way.
This is messing with you, huh? The camera. Now I'll ask
a question.
You. Okay, go ahead.
What's your favorite park?
Which do you like the best? Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom, because there's a dinosaur playground.
Animal Kingdom. There's your answer. Did you like the safari at Animal Kingdom? That was cool too, wasn't it?
I love that.
And the dinosaur ride where you go up and down.
That was one of the greatest things about going back for the first time was going on the safari. Mm. That's just so nice, isn't it?
It's a great ride. You were on with us that time, right? You were in the park with us, I believe, Mike.
Was I at Animal Kingdom with you guys?
Yeah, I think so, because you guys met up with us at the playground. And like,
oh, that's right, where we thought we lost her. Yeah, where we thought we lost her.
Yeah.
She went on a slide and like came down like not at the run that we were standing on. I don't know. I got to go tell Gary and Sarah that kid's not here.
Sorry, folks.
I think we're actually standing at two different slides, but they were like, she didn't come
down either one.
Didn't come down either. I'm looking at Kristen. She's waving. I don't know. I'm like, neither do I.
Yeah, we'll find her eventually.
Does that happen often?
That we lose our children?
Yeah.
No.
Just when they're under.
And that place was tough, though. That place was tough.
There's
a lot of big slides. You like that, though, huh? That playground? That's pretty cool. What's your favorite restaurant that we went to at Disney? Do you remember?
It was the Cinderella one.
1900 Park Fair. That was your favorite?
But was it the one with the shaped pancake or something?
No, that was a different one. That's where we met Rapunzel. That was Trattoria El Forno, the breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You like that one better?
That's your favorite one?
That breakfast was pretty good.
It was the lantern. Yeah, the sun one.
Yeah, you got the sun cookie. The lantern cookie. That was good. You're licking your lips. You're such a weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, well, that's true. You take after your dad. All right. Well, I think we should take our second break. And I think, do you want to go to bed now, Mackenzie, or you want to stay for the end?
Stay.
All right. We're going to take a break. You come back and help us wrap everything up. We'll be right back. We are back from break, episode number 348 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. We had a big trivia contest, the rematch, and your Gina won again, 2-0 against you, Mike. How does that feel?
It stings, Bill. It stings. We're gonna regroup.
Yes.
I didn't like that music, so I turned it all the way down.
Oh, you turned it down. That's called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because Cousin Mike's not smarter than you. Not at Disney trivia, anyway. Do you think he's smarter than you at anything?
No.
No, probably not. That's probably pretty accurate. How about, what do you think, Mike? You think you could take her in any like world geography or anything like that? Maybe like baseball trivia. You'd probably beat her.
Yeah, I'll take her down. Yep. 1980s batting leaders and
top 40 hits of the 80s.
I heard your stuff, mister.
Oh, now you know what he's good at. You're gonna study up on it.
Yeah. Speaking of, how's school going?
Great.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's art, music, and library and gym.
What's your favorite?
Gym.
Yeah, that would be mine too. That was like the only class I liked in school.
Yeah, she does good at gym. But she's doing good at everything, and she's making some friends, and the first thing she always tells me when she gets back is if she liked lunch or not. So she's definitely my kid. Lunch was good, right? What'd you tell me the other day? You had a good chicken nachos. You said they were good.
Chicken nachos?
Yeah.
We used to get elephant scabs when we were kids. Did you call it elephant scabs?
What was that? Like the chicken patties or something?
No, it was the pizza.
Oh, the pizza? No, we
It was like a big piece of bread, a square piece of bread with like a little bit of burnt American cheese. They used to call them elephant scabs.
Yeah. Well, she said she didn't like the pizza the one time they had it. Yeah, so probably still have the same pizza.
The Dirties were always pretty good.
They
changed it?
Yeah.
They're better now? Because the first time you didn't like the pizza, right?
Yeah. I just didn't.
It's okay. We understand. All right. Don't make faces.
This time I'm actually not. I'm trying to get the thing off.
All right. Don't worry about that right now. Is there anything else that you want to talk about here before we wrap this up so you can go to bed?
We could really use our IT guy to get that thing off her computer.
That's true.
I want to do more trivia questions.
Next time we do trivia, we'll have you on. You're the reigning trivia champion, so we'll always make sure you come on whenever there's trivia.
We might actually have to switch it up and have you go against your dad.
Oh,
yeah, so? That's easy.
It's easy.
All right, well, we'll see about that. That's fine. What? Let's see. I don't have any good trivia questions. What's the roller coaster that you went on? What movie is that based on? Do you remember? Go ahead.
Hi Ho.
Yeah, what movie is that?
Snow White.
Snow White, yeah. Did you like that roller coaster?
No, I don't like any roller coasters.
They're too fast, right?
No, it's just when they go up and down and they're too fast.
Yeah, but you liked the part where you saw the dwarves, right?
Yeah.
But then it got too fast after that. And it was a little scary. Mm-hmm. Would you go on the Haunted Mansion?
Definitely no.
Why not?
Because I don't even like the music.
Oh, the music's good.
Well, I don't like the music.
How about, would you go on Splash Mountain?
No.
Why not? Too big of a drop? How about, would you go on the People Mover?
Still, what's the People Mover?
You went on that. That one's slow.
Oh, yeah, that one I don't mind. That one I would go on twice.
Yeah, me too. That's my favorite.
Just stay on it all day.
Stay on it all day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could put a mobile order in? And like as while a thing, you're on as it, while you're on it, and like as it's coming, like to
you when get like load a more cup people, of coffee and a pretzel.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's a good idea. I never thought of that.
A little mobile.
You could have like the People Mover dining experience or something.
Yeah.
Pay like 60 bucks.
Hey, don't give Iger any ideas.
I mean, that's something I would be all on board for.
The People Mover dining experience.
Now, you didn't like Soarin' either, right, Mackenzie?
No, too high up.
Yeah, it was a little scary for you.
A lot scary. I even said to get off before we were even on.
You didn't really give it a chance. You went on with Mommy, though, so I wasn't there for that one. You didn't like that. How about Living with the Land? Do you like that one?
I don't know what that is.
The boat where you go through all the gardens and they're growing all the vegetables?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
That's pretty good. How about Journey into Imagination? Do you like
that? What's
that? A Figment ride?
Oh, I love that.
You love Figment? How about the Three Caballeros? The Mexico ride.
We got that you were singing together.
So, yes, you like that one?
Yes.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
It's short. It's like a bunch of shorts.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So, basically, what they did was they sent a bunch of animators to, like, South and Central America, and they came back with all these, like, 10, 15-minute movie, like, little clips, and they put it together in a movie. It's actually pretty good. It's not too bad. I like it. All right. I don't have anything else to add here. Do you, Mike?
I do not.
Do you have anything else you want to say, Mackenzie? What do you want to say?
I want to do more trivia questions.
All right. We'll do some tomorrow. I'll come up with some questions tomorrow. We'll do it just me and you, okay? Because I don't have time to do it right now, and we don't want everyone that's listening to.
But then you'll know.
Well, I'll have you go against Mommy then. All right. It's very good.
How about I go against Isabel?
Okay, you can go against Isabel. She's pretty good at trivia, too.
She's never done it.
When are we going to have her on the show?
She'll come on. She probably would have liked to come on today, but I don't know if it would have worked out too well.
Okay.
We got to kind of divide and conquer with those two. All right. Anyway, you know where to find us online, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at WDWBTG. You can subscribe to us wherever you download your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon. Who won what?
The game.
You did. I thought you already knew that. You beat him.
Yeah, you beat me.
Yeah, I'll beat him for always.
Yeah, you will. I'm sure, yeah, you will.
Until the end of our whole trivia.
Yeah, the all-time trivia champion, Mackenzie.
I get the feeling I could write the questions and still lose to you.
That's probably pretty accurate. What was I saying? So you could download us wherever you download podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WDWBTG. You can watch old episodes. You can watch the videos we have, some of the golf stuff and reviews, resort walk-arounds, things like that. A lot of good stuff on there. So subscribe to our YouTube page as well. You could go to our website, WDWBTG.com. Email the show, info@WDWBTG.com. Mike at WDWBTG.com and Gary at WDWBTG.com.
Daddy, wait.
What?
She's wondering where her email address is.
I have something to say.
What do you have to say?
I lost a tooth.
Oh, yes, you did. She lost a tooth. You can show Cousin Mike after we're done recording, okay? All right. Thanks so much for listening to episode number 348 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. We had our guest, my lovely daughter, Yergina, on with us this week. Thank
That's
you so much.
That's not my name.
Yergina, a.k.a. Mackenzie. Thank you so much for listening.
That's still not my name.
Your name is Mackenzie. We'll talk to you all.
Well, you said Kernina something.
Kernina. All right, we'll talk to you all next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.